So we've now got trials of 10 years of tamoxifen versus 5 years. It has serious numbers. And you see, the trials that the 1995 announcement was based on had Mickey Mouse numbers. They had 2,000 randomized, and so they got a false negative result. In fact, it was actually pointing the wrong way round, although that turned out just to be chance. But two big trials got set up, Atlas and Atom, both randomizing 10 years versus 5. Atlas is going to be going online in the Lancet on the 5th of December, and Atom will be given at ASCO in mid-2013. And the conclusion really is that out in the second decade, 10 years is better than 5. If you've given 10 years of tamoxifen, then you can knock nearly another third off the death rates, which certainly not a quarter off the remaining death rate at beyond year 10. So if 5 years of tamoxifen versus nothing knocks something like a third off that, well, multiplies that late death rate by 0.7, and then 10 versus 5 multiplies it by 0.7 again, then that means that giving tamoxifen for a decade will halve the recurrence rate in the second decade. And ER plus breast cancer is nasty because it does keep coming back. So that is actually an appreciable gain. And then finally, there'll be an EBCTCG meta-analysis on October the 4th, 2013, which will put these two big trials and all the small trials together. So that's when it, so 2012-2013 we'll have the answers to this, but if really you'll get a pretty good idea of the answer if you look at the Lancet on the 5th of December and see, look, it's actually providing, oh, this is all confidential until it happens. Well, see if you can get